Ousmane Sonko's lawyers, they tried to defend the former decision of the judge from Ziguinchor, if you remember, the one who asked the Minister of Domestic Affairs to put him back in the list of people who are allowed to run for the presidential election or to vote, because he has been delisted. And the judge decided that it was not lawful. And the state brought that case to another court saying that no, he cannot be put back in the list. So that was the hearing of those people today. And what the Ousmane Sonko's lawyers said was that the way he was condemned in absentia, so it was not possible for them to notify him that he has been delisted from the list of people who are able to vote. But when you delist someone, you have to notify it to that person. But how can you notify that decision to someone whom you say that he has been condemned in absentia? So when he's in absentia, so you don't know where he is. So you cannot notify him. He's delisting. So they couldn't notify him. They couldn't notify him because notifying him would mean that he's no longer in absentia. So the ruling would have been broken and they would have to do all over again, all they have manipulated. You know, that's as the snake who is biting his own tail.
So, Nefisa, when do you think there will be a ruling?
They said the ruling will be given on Thursday, December 14th.
What are your hopes?
Well, as always, we hope that he will follow the ruling of his colleague from Ziguinchor, who did wonderful work and who said that given the way things happened, this is not lawful. You have to put him back in the list, because that was only that question. He is entitled to vote and to be voted for. So put him back in the list, give him his document, let him go get his sponsor and apply to be a candidate for the upcoming presidential election. That's what the judge from Ziguinchor said, and that's what we hope that this judge from Dakar will say also.